An update on Fermilat transients in the galactic plane, including strong activity of Cygnus X3 in mid-2020, by Dmitry Prokhorov et al. We present a search for galactic transient gamma ray sources using 13 years of the Fermi Large Area Telescope data. The search is based on a recently developed variable size sliding time window, VSSTW, analysis and aimed at studying variable gamma ray emission from binary systems, including novae, gamma ray binaries, and microquasars. Compared to the previous search for transient sources at random positions in the sky, we included gamma rays with energies down to 500 MeV, increased a number of test positions, and extended the data set by adding data collected between from February 2020 to July 2021. These refinements allowed us to detect an additional 3 novae, V1324 SCO, V5855 SGR, V357 MUSE, and 1 gamma ray binary, PSRB125963, with the VSSTW method. Our search revealed a gamma ray flare from the microquasar, Cygnus X3, occurred in 2020. When applied to equal quarters of the data, the analysis provided us with detections of repeating signals from PSRB125963, LSI plus 61303, PSRJ2021 plus 4026, and Cygnus X3. While the Cygnus X3 was bright in gamma rays in mid-2020, it was in a soft X-ray state and we found that its gamma ray emission was modulated with the orbital period. This was an update on Fermilat transients in the galactic plane, including strong activity of Cygnus X3 in mid-2020, by Dmitry Prokhorov et al.